Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to high school varsity baseball. We are at Rossville High School, Rossville, Indiana, the Rossville Hornets, and the Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for Put Me in Sports since 2008. They're getting ready to introduce some folks here. There's some younger variety. Youth Baseball League going to be introduced before the ball game. They're lined up right there. They're in their jerseys. I guess they had their jersey on. They came in. They got in free. Looking for a good ball game today here at Rossville High School. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They're Class 1A, Sectional 53. There are six in their sectional. It will take place at Lafayette Central Catholic. In their sectional will be Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, Central Catholic. We'll mention the principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Deno. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by phone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference is made up of 10 teams. They have 5 in the East, 5 in the West. We'll talk about the 5 in the East. First, Lewis Cass. We'll talk about Lewis Cass Kings. Leading their team in batting average is McLean. McLean batting 370. 370 on the season thus far with 27 at-bats. He's got 3 doubles. He's got a slugging percentage of 481. Also, Hamilton Heights in the East Division, along with Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. We'll talk about West Lafayette. We'll talk about the Purdue Boilermakers. We'll talk about George Karlaftis. George Karlaftis, probably spelled and pronounced George Karlaftis. He's from Purdue Boilermakers. He was brought up in football by Shane Fry and his staff at West Lafayette. He was picked yesterday at number 30 NFL draft. He's a Kansas City Chief. Wishing him well. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic, currently 10 wins, 3 losses on the season. They're 7-1. We're going to set this down for the national anthem.
that's our national anthem, sung live here today. We'll mention again, 10-3 on the season, 7-1 in the Hoosier West. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais, 87, graduate from Central Catholic. Next game on the night's agenda going to happen next week. It'll be Wednesday, the 4th of May, 5:30 start time. Central Catholic Knights will be at the Carmel Greyhounds. We'll talk a little bit about the Rossville Hornets. Rossville Hornets, we'll mention. Rossville Hornets, they were founded in 1896. They have a school enrollment of 522. They're Class 1A, Sectional 54, right here in Rossville, Indiana. About a population around 1653 is posted around town. It's somewhere in that vicinity. Nice community. Class 1A Sectional 54 consists of Clinton Central, Frontier, Rossville, Sheridan, South Newton, Tri-County. The principal at Rossville High School is Terry Thompson. The athletic director is Nathan Burkle. He was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. And the athletic secretary, also instrumental, that's Judy Homko. Rossville High School is located at 1 Robert Eggly Drive, Rossville, Indiana, 46065. You can reach them by phone at 765-379-2990. On the web, it's rcsd.k12.in.us. They wear the colors red and white. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. There are 9 members. Carroll, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Eastern, Rossville, Sheridan, Taylor, and Tri-Central. We'll mention right here at Rossville High School, they're currently offering positions open, chemistry, mathematics, etc. Again, you can reach them on the web at rcsd.k12.in.us. They're currently 8-5 on the season, 6-4, 6th overall in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Head coach is Brad Scott. Next game on their agenda will be Tuesday. That'll be May the 3rd. They'll also play on Wednesday, May the 4th, 5 p.m. each game start time. First game will be Delphi at Rossville. I believe so. Check the listings to make sure. And Tuesday, it'll be Rossville at Delphi. So we thank you for tuning in. They're finishing up the toss. They're going to throw one down. They throw one down to second base. We'll mention in the order coming up for Central Catholic. It's going to be 25, Cardinal Johnson. Around the diamond for Rossville, at the catcher position, Colton Davis, 28. Matthew Ford, pitching, number 9. First base, number 4, Jace Jacoby. Second base, number 2, Eric Homko. Shortstop, Lance Hanna, wears number 16. Third base, Ozzie Meeks, number 4. Left field, number 3, Caden Wilson. Center field, number 44, Devin Miller. And in right field, Dylan Lobenthal, wears 24. Here comes the first pitch. Pitches from the stretch, Matthew Ford. Just a bit high above his zone. He's got some velocity. Fastball just missed. Left-handed batter, Carter Johnson. Working from the stretch, set position. Here's the pitch. Just low for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. First batter in the ball game. Playing at Rossville High School. What a facility. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in a bit high. Ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Working on the pitcher's mound right there is Matthew Ford from the set position. Here comes the 3-0. Right down Meridian. Split the plate, I believe so. Our vantage point is behind first base. A little bit out in the foul territory outside the fence. Here comes the 3-1. Ball 4 just a bit high. Carter Johnson going to jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart playing the shortstop position in this ballgame. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Stepping in, stretch. He'll look at home plate out of the stretch, hit the signals. Miles Reed at first base, Carter Johnson working from the set. Pitch comes in, strike called. Just walk back to the rubber. No balls, 1 strike. Evan Jeanhart
facing Matthew Ford, the right-hander. Working from a stretch, now a set kickoff move. Pretty good move for first move. Probably a B+. Getting back to it first, Carter Johnson. A step back in, peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Ford from the set position. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Went across the dish, broke a low and away. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Evan Dienhart batting. On the pitcher's mound, Matthew Ford. Carter Johnson at first base is Jace Jacoby. Just outside, fastball, just missed. Give it a good look right there, did Evan Dienhart. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Tearing in, looking at signals. Matthew Ford, out of a set position, pickoff move. Real close that time. Carter Johnson head first, got his hand in there. Just in time, call safe. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out of the stretch, now the set, Matthew Ford. Taking off for second base is Carter Johnson. Pitch comes in a ball. Ball's going to carry him off Carter Johnson. And a one hop, one slide right there. Got him on the right side, of his left leg, I should say. He's going to walk it off right there. I'm going to jog it off. Looks like he's going to be back running bases here momentarily. So going out down on right there, we'll double check. Yeah, going down on strikes right there. Struck him out, didn't throw him out. Stepping in, there's one out. Evan Dienhart stepping in, number 12. Owen Munn peering in, looking at the signals. Righty facing the righty. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, strike called. No balls, one strike. One out, top of the first inning. Working from the stretch, Matthew Ford wants to signal again. Set position, you look at second base. Swung on, fouled out of play. Working there on the diamond. Going to bounce back in. No balls, two strikes. One out, top of the first inning. Carter Johnson walks. He's at second base now. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the stretch, Matthew Ford. Here's the pitch. Just above the zone. Good varsity zone being called right there at home plate. Gotta mention Dan Adams. Pretty good umpire in his own right. Peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Ford. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, just missed. Cross the dish, a bit high. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Stretch position, now the set second base. He'll step off the back of the rubber. Time called. He'll step back in. Right-handed pitcher peering in. And a lengthy stretch right there. Set position, check second base. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Right side, they're going to call it fair over the bag. Sliding head first. Going to get him at first base. Good effort. That ball bounced. Was airborne over the bag. Had to make the call. Call was fair ball. And Owen Munn jogging back to the dugout. Two outs. Runner at third base as Carter Johnson moves to third base. Stepping into bat. Number 16, TJ Bell. Right-handed batter. Right-handed hurler, Matthew Ford, out of a set position. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. Gets set back in, TJ Bell. Peering in, looking at signals. Checks third base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, in there for a strike. Count goes 0-2. 0-2 count, he'll step back in. Stepping in through the rubber, Matthew Ford. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball, right side, foul territory. Going to be on the ground. They'll track that one down. TJ Bell going to step back in with the 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Carter Johnson at third base, two outs, top of the first, out of set position. Breaking pitch broke low. Ball one, excuse me. Yes, ball one on TJ Bell. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Working on the diamond, top of the first inning. Pretty good group of fans here today. They got a hill over there. They're comfortable. Ground ball on the infield, going to be foul ball. Foul ball on the left side. Picked up there by third baseman Ozzie Meeks. One ball, two strikes. Second time for TJ Bell. 1-2 count, getting a modest lead. Not being held on at third base, Carter Johnson. Working out of the stretch. Pitch comes in a bit high. Two balls, two strikes. Carter Johnson at third base, stepping back in. TJ Bell, pitching from the stretch, now the set position. Ground ball, going to go foul out in front of the Knights' third base dugout right there at the screen. Rossville occupying the first base dugout, as do the Indianapolis Indians. Stepping back in, TJ Bell. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Working out a stretch, now the set position. Ground ball on the infield. Going to be gloved by the pitcher. That's Matthew Ford. He'll throw from the ground. He'll be setting on the ground, throw to first base. Barely get TJ Bell at first base. So three outs, top of the first inning. Rossville Hornets going to bat in the bottom half. We thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. This high school varsity baseball game is being made possible in part by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Lisa Stokes Bear, 6321, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Frankfurt, Indiana. Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery, and Deli. It's right there on U.S. 31, Northern Hamilton County. And Larson and Sons, Target Sports, located at Main Street in Sheridan, Indiana. So they're working around the diamond right now. We'll mention on the pitcher's mound for Central Catholic is Bren Robbins. Doing the catching, number three, Jackson Kane. At first base, Justin Brady wears number 32. Number 12 at second base, Owen Munn. 24 at shortstop, Evan Dienhart. At third base is Ryan Schumer, wears number 7. In left field, 25, Carter Johnson. In center field, 14, Tyler Fox. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. So they're getting some warm-up tosses, getting warmed up on the surface. Home plate umpire looking at some pitches behind the catcher. Bottom of the first inning coming up. Rossville Hornets getting ready to bat. Here at Rossville, got kind of an overcast day. Looks like it's not going to rain. We're hoping not, but we'll see. They'll probably, if they play in rain, it'll be not too bad. But we'll hope not. And I'm getting some final warm-up tosses right there at the pitcher's mound, Bren Robbins. You look out beyond left field. They got a jungle gym over there. Got play equipment for younger types. And a softball field on beyond the concession stand over there beyond left field. 3:55 straight away. Was told before the game by AD himself. That was Nathan Burkle. Down the right field line, it's about 3:30. Left field line is a little bit less. Those lines are not marked. Center field is marked. So stepping in, first batter for Rossville, going to be number 16, Lance Hanna. Lance Hanna steps in, plays a shortstop position, going to batting. First pitch, Bren Robbins. Right below the kneecap, strike called. No balls, one strike, right-handed batter, Lance Hanna. Stepping back in, working from the windup, Bren Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, going to hit it shortstop. Evan Dehart fields it, throws across the diamond, gets the put out right there with, I take that back. It's going to be T.J. Bell. He gets the put out at first base. T.J. Bell working at first base in today's ball game. Where's number 16? Justin Brady doing the DHing in the ball game today to start out. Stepping into bat, Eric Homko. Where's number 2? Plays second base. First pitch, just a bit high. Ball 1. One ball, no strikes. Step back in. Working from the windup, peering in, looking at single. Brent Robbins. Pitch comes in, fouled back. Straight back, screen will stop it. One ball, one strike. Let's step back behind the rubber. Brent Robbins going to get some moisture on those fingertips. He'll step on the rubber now. Peering in, looking at signals. There comes a wind to Homko. Low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. In the right-handed batter's box, Eric Homko. Where's number 2? Well, just the helmet. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the windup, here's the pitch. Swung on, line drive rope. Going to get beyond right side of Evan Dehart. Going to go to left field. Picked up by Carter Johnson. Line drive rope, base into the grass. Off the bat of Eric Homko. One aboard, Eric Homko at first base. One out. Bottom of the first inning. Wind's blowing a bit, not a whole lot. Peering in, looking at signals. Brent Robbins, out of a set position. First pitch, a bit low, ball 1. Brent Robbins peers back in, looks at signals. Modest lead at first base for Eric Homko. Out of a set. Line drive rope to center field. Going to bounce one time, picked up by Tyler Fox. They'll bring in a cutoff, shortstop, Dehart. Two runners aboard, first and second base for Rossville. Next batter to step in is going to be the first baseman, number 30, Chase Jacoby. Chase Jacoby, another right-handed batter. One out, bottom of the first inning. Two runners on. First and second base, out of the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch, missed low, ball 1. A step back in the rubber, step back in right-handed batter's box. That's Jace Jacoby. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, strike called. One ball, one strike, one out. Jacoby checks the wristband, one foot in, one foot out of the box. He'll step in now. Peering in, looking at signals. Brent Robbins just set second base out of the set. Good jamming. Going to be a ground ball in the infield. Dehart's going to flip it to second base. Owen Munn. They'll get one. Won't make a throw to first base. Going to be a fielder's choice. Jace Jacoby now at first base. Over at third base is Eric Homko. Runners on the corners. Two outs. Bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in, Ozzie Meeks. Ozzie Meeks wears number 4, another right-handed batter for the Hornets. They'll step in. Brent Robbins steps in the rubber. Out of the stretch, collects signals. Peers in, long peer. Still looking, he'll get the set position now. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Could get by the pitcher, Dehart's going to field it. He'll throw it to first base on the run in the grass. Third out, the bottom of the first inning. At the end of 1, no score. Central Catholic in Rossville playing baseball on a Friday evening. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Team Auto Parts in Cicero. They're throwing the ball around the diamond, getting ready for the top of the second inning. They throw the ball around. They're going to put it in the pitcher's glove. They're going to meet right there behind the pitcher's mound. And the Knights are going to step in. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be the DH. That's 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady getting a bit of a day off. He'll step in, left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, pitching out of the stretch, Matthew Ford. Peers in, looks at signals, now out of the set position. Pitch comes in, high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. One foot in, one foot out, he'll step in again. Tap the plate, that's Justin Brady. Working out of the set position, Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in high, ball two. You know, just the pant leg there. It's Matthew Ford. He'll step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. Out of the set position. Here comes the 2-0. Right down the pipe, strike called. Count goes two balls, one strike. Justin Brady steps back in, taps the plate. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of his bed. Matthew Ford. Swung on, ground ball, back to Ford. He'll field it at the pitcher's mound. He'll throw to first base, get the put out with Jake Jacoby. One out, top of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Going to be Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins wears number 33. Doing the pitching in today's ball game for the Knights. Step in, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of set position, Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch across the dish. About thigh high, strike one. Peering in, looking at signals once again, Matthew Ford. Doing the batting, Bryn Robbins. Breaking pitch broke perfectly. Taken for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Bryn Robbins. Right-handed pitcher, Matthew Ford. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pretty good velocity. Reach back on that one. He'll go down swinging. Two outs. Top of the second inning. Next batter going to face Matthew Ford. It's going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer plays third base, wears number seven. Step in the rubber, peer in, look at his signals. It's Matthew Ford working out of a set. First pitch to Schumer. Breaking pitch, going to foul it off. Back to the screen. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. No balls, one strike. Step back on the rubber right there. That's Matthew Ford. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out of a set position. Foul back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. 0-2 count to Ryan Schumer. You get the ball back in the pitcher's glove. Matthew Ford. Good step back in. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Going to take a drive. It's going to be just foul down the first baseline. Line drive rope would have been in there for extra bases. Pretty close right there. Count remains 0-2. 0-2 count. Ryan Schumer back on the rubber. Matthew Ford. 0-2 again. Working out a stretch. Now the set position. Pitch comes in a bit high. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. set back in. Matthew Schumer working against Matthew Ford. Take that back. Ryan Schumer set position. Here's the pitch. They'll foul one back, straight back out of play. Step back in with a 1-2 count. Ryan Schumer working in the left-handed batter's box. Peering in out of stretch. Matthew Ford. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, high and away. Now goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ryan Schumer steps back in. In the stretch, now the set position. Matthew Ford, here's the pitch. Gonna foul another one straight back. Ryan Schumer. Matthew Ford. Central Catholic Knights, Rossville Hornets. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Top of the second, working out a stretch, now the set position. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. He'll field it, he'll throw to first base. Get the put out with Chase Jacoby from Matthew Ford. So the Knights hitting the baseball. Go down the here in the second inning. We'll mention the Rossville Hornets coming to the plate. They're going to bat in the bottom of the second inning. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. Since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So let's throw the ball around the diamond, getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Rossville Hornets going to bat as Bryn Robbins finishes up his warm-up tosses with Jackson Kane doing the catching this evening. Going to throw one down. Bottom of the second inning. Going to meet right there at the pitcher's mound. Throwing the ball around. We're going to put the ball in the glove right there of Bryn Robbins. So that was during the meeting. Get ready for the bottom of the second inning. First batter for the Hornets. Going to step in at number 24, Dylan Lobenthal. Dylan Lobenthal playing right field today. You'll step in, right-handed batter. Here and in, looking at signals, working out a windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Fielded by Schumer at third base. He'll throw to first base. T.J. Bell, they'll get the put out. Pretty good range right there to his left on the ground, Ryan Schumer. No balls, one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 28, Colton Davis. Colton Davis doing the catching for the Rossville Hornets. Step in, right-handed batter. Facing the righty, Bryn Robbins. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Right down Meridian, let it go by. 0-1 count to Colton Davis. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Bryn Robbins, here's the wind. Swung on, you're going to pop one. Center of the field there in the grass, making a diving catch, is Owen Munn, right side of second base for the second baseman. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. The step in, right-handed batter, Caden Wilson. Hayden Wilson wears number 3, playing left field in today's ballgame. Working from the windup, Ren Robbins. Here comes the first pitch. Low for a ball. Good backhand short hop. Catch by Jackson Kane. To step back in, Caden Wilson. Here comes a wind for Robbins. Swung on, swinging a miss. Robbins, pretty good velocity. Right there with the fastball. Count goes 1-1. He'll peer in, look at singles once again. Here comes a wind. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 1-2. Right here to Caden Wilson. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here comes a wind. Swung on, going to be a line drive rope. Just beyond the outstretched glove of Evan Dehart. Going to go to left field, picked up by Carter Johnson. A toss it back in. Runner at first base. Base hit off the bat of number 3, Caden Wilson. Next batter going to step in, another right-handed batter, Devin Miller. Devin Miller wears number 44, playing center field in today's ballgame. Peering in, looking at singles out of the stretch. Now the set, Bren Robbins. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Evan Dehart going to flip it to Owen Munn. The fourth out, and that's going to complete the second inning. After two complete innings, no score, here at Rossville High School, Central Catholic Knights visiting the Rossville Hornets. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. They throw one down. They're going to put it back in the glove. A pitcher right there, Matthew Ford. They're going to adjourn right there on the diamond. Getting ready to pitch in the top of the third inning. Knights going to send to the plate number 3, Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter going to face the righty. Pitching out of stretch, nobody on. Matthew Ford, where's number 9? Not a problem. Here comes the pitch. Slow for 1. Pitching out of stretch, told to me by my son, I got to mention. And he tells me, Dad, if they're pitching out of stretch, nobody on. They're primarily thinking about being a relief pitcher. Pitch comes in low for 2. So that makes a lot of sense. You're going to adjust that right pant leg once again. That's Matthew Ford, wears number 9, doing the pitching for Rossville. Steps to the set position. Here's the pitch. Just above the zone. 3. 3-0. Jackson King, the catcher for the Knights, steps back in. Right-handed batter facing the righty pitcher, Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Count goes 3-1. 3-1. He'll peer in, look at signals, working out a stretch. Now the set position is the 3-1. Low for 4. So he'll jog down to first base. Jackson Kane. He'll touch the base. From the top of the third inning. Jackson Kane will give way to a courtesy runner. Coming over to do the courtesy running. For Jackson King is going to be number 23, Nathan Batts going to do the running at first base. One aboard, nobody out. Top of the third inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Ford. Pickoff move, nonchalant, back to first base. Batts in there, head first, safe. Number 23, Nathan Batts. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Looks at first base, out of stretch. Now the set. Nonchalant, pickoff move again. No tag applied by Jace Jacoby. Safe at first base, Nathan Batts. Peering in, looking at signals. Looks at first base again, out of stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Caden Minnick doing the batting. Tries the bunt. Left the bat out there. Came up empty. 0-1 to Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter stepping in. Peering in, looking at signals. Is Matthew Ford working out a set position. He'll get a bunt down this time. He'll go third base side. He'll field it. They're going to get the out at first base. Caden Minnick going to move the runner. Nathan Batts over to second base. One out, top of the third inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson wears number 25. He stepped back in second time in the ballgame. Pitches mound, Matthew Ford wears number 9. Getting a crooked lead there at second base. Nathan Batts makes the pitcher think it's less space. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He'll take a drive to right field. Carter Johnson is going to not quite get up against the fence. They'll track it down. Coming in to score is Nathan Batts. And Carter Johnson has a two-base hit, RBI, to right field. Timeout on the diamond. Carter Johnson going to get rid of that apparatus. Coach Bournet toss it to the dugout. Next batter in the lineup is going to be Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart wears number 24, plays shortstop position. Evan Dienhart last night was told to me he went 4-for-4. Here's the pitch. Tried to put a running bunt down, trying to get safe with that bunt. Came up empty. So back on the rubber, working right there, Matthew Ford. Peering in, looking at signals. Right-handed batter, Evan Dienhart. Modest lead at second base for Carter Johnson. Swung on, foul territory. It's going to barely float. Out of play, right side. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Evan Dienhart, right-handed batter, steps back in. Pitching from the stretch. Matthew Ford, peering in, looking at signals. Checks second base, out of set. Swung on, swinging a miss. Dienhart, jogged back to the dugout. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Runner aboard second base is Carter Johnson. Stepping into bat, going to be number 16, T.J. Bell. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, check second base, out of set. Swung on, T.J. Bell going to foul it out of play. No balls, one strike. Just take step back in the rubber, Matthew Ford. Timeout on the diamond. Colton Davis going to jog out. Have a short conversation with Matthew Ford. The jog back behind home plate. Stepping back in the batter's box. Get ready to bat is T.J. Bell. So working right there on the diamond. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, low and away. Count goes 1-1. So they'll work right there. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in their first strike. I misspoke earlier. This is Owen Munn. Owen Munn wears number 12. Steps in, right-handed batter, T.J. Bell on deck. Working out a stretch, now the set. Foul back, out of play. It's going to get the screen. Taken off for third base with Carter Johnson. So back near the rubber is Matthew Ford. He'll step in now. Peer in, look at signals from Colton Davis. Working from the stretch. Long peer in set position now. Low for a ball. Owen Munn, the batter, 2-2 count. Two outs. Top of the third inning. One run in for the Knights. Stretching right now, peering in, looking at signals. Set position, check second base. Swung on, foul ball. Right there around home plate. Going to get a piece of one of them. Couldn't tell which. Again, 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Stepping back in the rubber is Matthew Ford. Peering in, looking at signals. Long peer. Owen Munn. Matthew Ford. Breaking pitch, finished away. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Owen Munn. Right-handed batter facing the righty. Matthew Ford working out a stretch. Check second out of the set. Swung on, ground ball. Second base fielded by Eric Homko. Just throw to first base, get the put out with Jace Jacoby. So the Knights leave one on base. It's Carter Johnson. He came up with the RBI double in the inning. At the end of 2.5, Knights 1, Rossville nothing. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com on the web. You can visit Titus Bakery and Deli. They're right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. That's TitusBakery.com on the web. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Getting some warm-up tosses right here at the hill. We'll mention right there the pitches, ma'am, is Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins working on the diamond along with the infield. They're going to throw one down right here. Bottom of the third inning. One-run ball game. Knights come up with one in the top of the third. Hornets going to bat right here in the bottom half. First batter going to bat for the Hornets. It's going to be number 16. He's the leadoff man. I should say he's the first batter in the lineup. Only one leadoff batter. That's the visiting first batter. Stepping in, Lance Hanna. Lance Hanna wears number 16. Shortstop position, right-handed batter. Working from the windup, Bren Robbins. Peering in, here comes the wind. Going to be a line drive rope over shortstop after the outfield, picked up there on a hop by Carter Johnson. So first pitch, Lance Hanna aboard in the bottom of the third inning. Stepping in the bat is going to be number 2, Eric Homko. Eric Homko might just step in. There he goes. Right hand in the batter's box. Peering in, looking at singles. Bren Robbins out of the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Might have been a breaking pitch, broke a bit. Count goes 0-1 to Eric Homko. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch is Bren Robbins. The check first base out of stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, first base. Back to T.J. Bell. Tag applied, back safely is Lance Hanna. Peering in, looking at signals once again, Bren Robbins. Right-handed batter's box, Eric Homko. Breaking pitch, Jeff Smith. Finished good, but a bit high. One ball, one strike. Peering back in, Bren Robbins. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, a step back in, Eric Homko. Here comes the 1-1. He's going to foul it off, staying right there in the box. He was just trying to get a piece of it with that full swing, and did. Taken off for second base. Might have been the hit and run with Lantana. Might have been the run and hit. Stepping back in the rubber is Bren Robbins. Right-handed batter's box. Right there is Eric Homko. Taken off early. Going to steal it on the pitcher. Going to be a base hit. Shortstop between third and shortstop position. Two runners aboard as Eric Homko base hit on the ground to left field. So step in, right-handed batter, Matthew Ford. Matthew Ford doing the pitching in today's ballgame. Where's number 9? Two aboard, first and second base. Nobody out. Bottom of the third, working from the set. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. Fielded by Evan Dienhart. They'll throw to third base, get the lead runner. There's one out. And number 9, Matthew Ford, reaches base by fielder's choice. Runners at first and second base. Next batter in the lineup, number 30. He's the four hitter. That's Jace Jacoby. Jace Jacoby plays first base. Yep. Where's number 30? Peering in. Looking at signals. Bren Robbins facing the right-handed batter. Jacoby. Pitch comes in. Ground ball foul. Just foul at third base on the ground. 0-1 count to Jacoby. Runners retreat to respect these bases. Lance Hanna. We'll mention Homko at second base. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch. Strike called. And at first base is Matthew Ford running for himself. Plays the pitcher position today. Working from the stretch, Bren Robbins checks second base out of set. Pitch comes in, ball called, that's the ball, but just high, in the zone, above the zone, one ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter's box, Chase Jacoby. Set position for Robbins. Pitch comes in, sway and a miss, to go down on strikes. Two outs, bottom of the third inning. Working on the pitcher's mound for the Knights is Bren Robbins. Stepping into bat for the Rossville Hornets. Going to be number 4, Ozzie Meeks. Ozzie Meeks playing third base for the Hornets. A step in, right-handed batter. Peer in, look at signals, out of stretch. Bren Robbins now out of set position. Pickoff move at second base, timing pattern. He missed. He stumbled there. He's in a pickle right now. It's going to be a rundown between third and second base. Dienhart's going to get the ball, make the tag. It's going to be the third out in the inning. And Ozzie Meeks will lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. So they leave one runner on base. Do the Rossville Hornets. We'll mention at the end of 3, the Knights. 1, the Hornets. 0. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle. Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. You can visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday 9 to 6 and Saturdays 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Let's step in. Knight's going to step in. It's going to be T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, working from the stretch, Matthew Ford. Peering in, looking at signals. From the stretch position, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Swung on. T.J. Bell's going to lift one to right field. Just enough air under it. Going to be caught by Dylan Lobenthal. First out here in the top of the fourth inning. They'll jog back to the dugout. Next batter for the Knights. Going to step in. Justin Brady. Justin Brady, where's number 32? Doing the DHing here in this ballgame. Left-handed batter. Working out a stretch, now a set position. Matthew Ford. First pitch comes in a bit high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Steps back in, taps the plate. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Matthew Ford. Reaches back for some more MPH. Fastball taken for a strike. Pretty good velocity off of that right arm of Matthew Ford. He'll peer in and look at signals. The batter's box, Justin Brady. Pitch comes in, strike called, knee high. Stepping back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Ford. Here comes a set. Swung on, ground ball. We fielded it, nobody misplayed at second base. Can't come up with the baseball. Justin Brady's going to stay at first base. Good backup right here. Colton Davis, the catcher, has some pretty good speed. So Justin Brady's going to make it to first base on air. On base percentage is climbing. One out. Top of the fourth inning. Knights have one run in. Stepping into bat is going to be Bren Robbins. Peering over, looking at first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in low. Good block in front of him. Justin Brady could not go to second. Colton Davis, a lot of energy as the catcher for the Rossville Hornets. Peering in at the catcher, right there on the pitcher's mound, Matthew Ford. He's going to step in now. Working out a stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. One ball, no strikes. Working right there, Bren Robbins. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. Full cut, one ball, one strike. One out, top of the fourth inning. Justin Brady at first base, being held on by Jace Jacoby. Here's over, looked at first base a couple of times, out of stretch. Now the step pickoff move. Getting back safe here first. Here's Justin Brady. No tag applied. Stepping back in, tapping the plate. Bren Robbins. On the pitcher's mound, Matthew Ford, working out of stretch. Check first base one time. Out of set. Swing a miss. One ball, two strikes. Out of the box, looking for signals. Signals being given. He stepped back in. 1-2 count to Bren Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Ford. Let's check second base. First base out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. A bit low. Ball two. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Matthew Ford steps in, peering in, looking at signals. Bren Robbins. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Pass the pickoff. Going to be close there. Closer. Safe at first base is Justin Brady. Tag applied. Just behind the hand, reaching in. Head first slide. Head first dive, I should say. Alva said, here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. No balls, two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. stepping into bat, going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Matthew Ford, working out a stretch, pickoff move, back safely. Mishandled the baseball. Picked it back up. Chase Jacoby. A step back to the rubber. Look over at first base. A step back in. That's Matthew Ford. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Left-handed batter's box. Working out a set position. Swung on. He's going to pop one skyward. It's going to be called for by the third baseman. He catches in middle of the dirt area for the third out. That's Ozzie Meeks. So the Knights lead one aboard. They come up with no runs here in the top of the fourth. Going to go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And we'll mention a little bit about the National High School Baseball Rankings. These are the National High School Baseball Rankings at number one position. It's St. Mary's Prep. St. Mary's Prep, they're out of Michigan. They're currently 16 wins and no losses. At number two, it's Stoneman Douglas out of Florida. Again, that's Stoneman Douglas out of Florida. They're 21-2. Third position is Sumrall. Sumrall, they're out of Mississippi. They're 27-0. At number four, it's Calvary Christian. Calvary Christian, they're out of Florida. They're 22-1. Number five, that's Providence, North Carolina. Providence, North Carolina, they're 21-0. Number six is Tompkins. Tompkins, Texas. They're out of Texas. They're 23-1. Number seven is Barbie. B-A-R-B-E. That's Barbie. How I'm pronouncing it. They're out of Louisiana. And they're 33-2. At number eight, it's Bishop Gorman. Bishop Gorman, they're out of Nevada. 27-2. Number nine is Berkeley. Berkeley Prep out of Florida. They're 21-2. And at number 10, it's IMG Academy. They're in Bradenton, Florida. They're 20-2. Bradenton, Florida. Got a coach right there. Coaches for the IU Hoosiers right now. He used to coach there football. Mr. Kevin Wright. Stepping back on the rubber right there. Working from the windup. Peering in, looking at singles. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove. Jackson Kane. Working on the diamond. Toss it back. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter steps back in. That's number four, Ozzie Meeks. Made a good catch to end the top of the fourth. Swing and a miss. Count goes one ball, one strike. 1-1 count to Ozzie Meeks. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a windup. Bryn Robbins. Just low, a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Working behind the rubber. He'll step on now. Working from the windup. Picking up the signals, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Three balls, one strike. Right-handed batter's box, number four, Ozzie Meeks. Ozzie Meeks playing third base in the ballgame. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the whine from Robbins. Swung on, he's going to foul one out of play, right side. Giving it a look, T.J. Bell. Three balls, two strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning. It's a one-run ball game. Knights 1, Hornets batting here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Working from the windup. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on. Line drive rope on the ground. And going to go to the left field. Picked up by Carter Johnson. Base hit to the 3-2 count. Right there for Ozzie Meeks. Next batter in the lineup for the Hornets is going to step in. Number 24, Dylan Lobenthal. Dylan Lobenthal working it right there. Bryn Robbins peering in off the rubber. He'll step in now. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Pickoff move, first base. Short out the glove. Gets stopped by C.J. Bell. Ozzie Meeks, pretty tall young man. Get that modest lead. Foot to foot, he'll get his way out there. Set position. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Just missed low. Just step back in. Right-handed batter. At 24, Dylan Lobenthal plays right field, working out instead. Gonna call timeout. Timeout at home plate prior to the pitch. Gonna step back in. That's Brent Robbins. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Brent Robbins out of the set. Pickoff move, first base. Close pickoff move. Tag applied by C.J. Bell, back safely. This is number four, Ozzie Meeks. Still, one ball, no strikes. Stepping back in, Dylan Lobenthal. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Wanted to bunt. Didn't get the full bat out there at all. Wanted to bunt. Pull the bat back. Pitch comes in, a strike. One ball, one strike. Working from the stretch. Tries to get a swinging bunt right there. Kind of like a slap bunt on a softball field. Kind of. So, ball goes foul, shifts back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. The step back in the rubber. Brent Robbins. Getting a modest lead there. That's number four, Ozzie Meeks. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in, strike three. They'll walk back to the dugout. Number 24, Dylan Lobenthal. One out, bottom of the fourth. One runner aboard at first base for the Hornets is number four, Ozzie Meeks. Next batter going to step in, Colton Davis. Colton Davis wears number 28. Plays the catcher position. PNN looking at signals. This is Brent Robbins. Working out a stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Colton Davis batting the lineup at the seven hitter. Colton Davis, the catcher for the Hornets. Swung on. Ground ball. Fielded by Schumer. He'll go to second base. They'll get one, but not two as they throw across the diamond. 5-4-3. Safe at first base is 28, Colton Davis. On a fielder's choice. Two outs on the diamond. Colton Davis, the catcher. Pretty stout young man. He's going to jog off. Put his gear on. Stepping in to run for him is going to be number 22. That's Quentin Saylor. Quentin Saylor is going to do the running for Colton Davis. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Caden Wilson. Caden Wilson wears number three, plays left field for the Hornets. Back on the rubber, back in the rubber, peering over, looking for signals, working out a set. Second pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes, right-handed batter. Wears number three, Caden Wilson. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch, Brent Robbins. The check first base, out of set, now set position. Pitch comes in, ground ball foul, right side. No balls, two strikes. See a new baseball inserted. Back to in the rubber is Brent Robbins. Doing the hitting is the batter's box right there, Caden Wilson. To come pickoff move, first base, back safely. Right there is number 22, Quentin Saylor. Bottom of the fourth inning. No balls, two strikes. To Caden Wilson. Swing and a miss. They go down on strikes. The Hornets leave one aboard. They come up with no runs. At the end of four. It's a 1-0 ball game. Knights in front. And we'll mention this game is being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball in the spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. They're throwing the ball around the diamond. Rossville Hornets. Bit overcast, not too bad. Got some clouds up there. Been a bit overcast lately. Supposed to be a pretty decent weekend coming up. Like last weekend. I don't know if it'll match last weekend. It was a good one. But anyway, getting ready for the month of May. And that'll be the Indianapolis Motor Speedway will be busy. Not as if it's not busy now. So they throw the ball around. They put it back in the glove of Matthew Ford. Matthew Ford, we'll double check there. Matthew Ford working in the top of the fifth inning. Jogging back behind home plate, Colton Davis. First batter for the Knights, top of the fifth, there's Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed pitcher. Right-handed pitcher, Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. No balls, one strike. Jackson Kane steps back in. Back in the rubber, Matthew Ford. Set position. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Jackson Kane will step back in. Sporting those white batting gloves. 0-2 count. Set position, Matthew Ford. Swing and a miss. They'll go down on strikes. One out. Top of the fifth inning. Knights going to send to the plate. Number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to bat here in the top of the fifth inning. Stepping in the rubber right there, Matthew Ford. Number 9, stepping in, left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. First pitch comes in high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. He'll move some dirt around there. His landing spot. Matthew Ford in the rubber now. Here's in. Look at signals. Out of set position. Breaking pitch. Just missed. Count goes 2-0. Two balls. No strikes. Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter. Facing the righty. Matthew Ford. Out of set. Swung on. Fouled back to the screen. Good healthy tug by Caden Minnick. Two balls, one strike. Step back in. Back in the rubber is Matthew Ford, peering in, looking at signals. Working out of the set. Caden Minnick fouls another one back. Straight back, gets the screen. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Top of the fifth inning, a one-run ball game. Knights in front, working out of set position, is Ford. Swung on, back to the pitcher. Going to go up the middle. Got by Matthew Ford, couldn't get a glove on it. Caden Minnick, base hit to center field. So one aboard for the Knights. Next batter in the lineup, going to be number 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson has a single RBI in this ballgame. He hit a double a few innings ago. He'll step in, left-handed batter. Getting a modest lead there at first base is Caden Minnick. Set position for Ford. Taking off for second base is Minnick. Throw comes in. Caden Minnick reaches second base. Tag applied quickly on the back of Caden Minnick. Take it second. One ball, no strikes, one out. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter's box. Working from the set position, checks second base. Pitch comes in a bit high. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. steps back in the rubber. Matthew Ford looks at second base out of stretch, peers in now, looks at signal check second base out of a set. Pitch comes in high for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. To Carter Johnson. Caden Minnick at second base. One out. Top of the fifth inning. Working out a set, check second base. Breaking pitch, broke early. Ball four. Carter Johnson jogs down to first base. Caden Minnick to second base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights can step in right now. It's going to be Evan Dienhart. Conversation on the diamond is going to talk this over. Timeout. Coach Bordenay is going to talk to Evan Dienhart on foul territory down the third base line. Pitchers meeting right there. Ford and Davis along with Coach right there having a conversation. Timeout on the diamond. Pitching coach. Some extra words for the pitcher. Matthew Ford, home plate umpire, walks out. Is jogged back now. That's Dan Adams walking off the field right there. Pitcher's coach. Get ready for baseball. Stepping back in, Matthew Ford. Peers in, looks at signals. Evan Dienhart steps in. Righty versus a righty. He's going to put a bunt in. He's going to go third base side. He's going to flip, picking up the ball. Matthew Ford, and safe at first base. Might be an infield bunt hit. Not the official score, but might be. So, one out. And reaches first base on the bunt is Dienhart. Base is now loaded for the Knights. Caden Minnick at third base. Carter Johnson at second. And Evan Dienhart at first. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Finished low. Just missed. Count goes one ball, no strikes. Next batter in the lineup stepping in is Owen Munn. Second baseman wears number 12. Next pitch, a bit high, ball two. Bases loaded. Owen Munn steps in. Owen Munn has a long ball on the season. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. The shortstop, they'll go to second base, get the force out. They'll not make the throw to first base. Evan Dienhart's going to jog off. He'll be out number two. Reaching first base, number 12, Owen Munn. Moving to third base, number 24, Carter Johnson. Next batter to step in for the Knights could be C.J. Bell. C.J. Bell playing first base in today's ballgame. Right-handed batter. Right there near the rubber. Let's step in now. It's Matthew Ford appearing in looking at signals. Out of stretch, now the set. Strike called. Take off for second base. Looking for a pickle rundown. Not going to happen. Munn goes on to second base. Runner at third base is Caden Minnick. Stretch right now. Matthew Ford appearing in looking at signals. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter's box. Swung on, ground ball, first base, going to field it. Step on first base, unassisted, that's Jace Jacoby. So final out, the top of the fifth. Knights score one at the end of four and a half. Knights two, Hornets, no score. They're coming to the plate. We'll also mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. They're throwing the ball around the diamond. Bren Robbins getting some warm-up pitches. Knights wearing the navy tops with the white pants. And the Hornets wearing the all-white uniform with the red stirrups. Bottom of the fifth inning. Coming up right here. Rossville Hornets. Pretty nice territory right here. Like they went to calm, cool, collected type of town. Nice place to drive into. Nice place to spend some time. They're going to throw one down. As mentioned, population right there around 1,600. And as mentioned, Rossville High School currently offering positions open. Chemistry, mathematics. Check out the website. Check it out at rcsd.k12.in.us. Rossville High School. Stepping in, next batter. Going to be number 44 for Rossville Hornets. Devin Miller. Devin Miller is a center fielder, right-handed batter. Back on the rubber, pitching from the windup, Bren Robbins. Pitch comes in, strike called. No balls, one strike. So they're working right there on the diamond. Bren Robbins, Devin Miller. Working it right there, working from the windup, Bren Robbins. Trying to put a bunt down, going to offer for it. Ball was low. Might have got a foul ball. They're going to call it a strike. Didn't get a piece of the ball. Count goes 0-2 to Devin Miller. So back up on the rubber. Bren Robbins peering in, looking at signals. Out of the wind. Breaking pitch just missed. Now they're going to call him out. Need a late signal. They probably knew at home plate the call. And they'll call him out on strikes. There's one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So next batter going to step in, Lance Hanna. Last time got himself aboard. He's going to work right there, right-handed batter's box. Facing the righty, Bren Robbins. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 0-1 to Lance Hanna. So they're working right there on the diamond. Working from the wind. Here's the pitch. He'll foul one back out of play. They'll talk about this one. He'll go out of play. Count goes 0-2 to Lance Hanna. Steps back in. Here comes the wind. Swung on, he'll take a drive to center field. Tyler Fox going to move backward and to his left, make the catch for the second out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So they're working right there. Next batter in the lineup going to step in. It's going to be number 2, Eric Homko. Eric Homko also got himself aboard last time at the plate. He'll step in, right-handed batter, facing Bren Robbins. Here's the wind. Pitch comes in, it's a bit tall. One ball, no strikes. They'll work right there. They'll work it. His next pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. Work back to the rubber. Step on. Bren Robbins. Step in the right-handed batter's box once again. Eric Homko. Eric Homko, number 2, plays second base. Here comes the wind. Swung on. Foul sit. Might have been off the glove. Going to be a swing and a miss. Count goes 2 balls, 1 strike. Eric Homko, the batter for the Rossville Hornets. Back there at the rubber, the timeout call by Jackson Kane. He's going to jog out, have a short conversation with the pitcher, Bren Robbins.
So next batter we'll see, once again, two balls, one strike, is Eric Homko. Homko, right-handed batter, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. A step in now, tap the plate. Working from the windup is Bren Robbins. High for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Bren Robbins peering in, looking at signals. Stepping back in, Homko. Swung on for checky swing. Going to be a foul. Going to be a fair ball back to the pitcher. A check swing from Homko. And Bren Robbins tosses it over to T.J. Bell. So they leave one aboard. Come up with no runs. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning. Top of the sixth inning, getting ready to step in on the Knights. And we'll mention this game is also being brought to you by Put Me In Sports. We thank you for tuning in. You can listen live. You can listen to audio sports later. Trying to bring the game to you, putmeinsports.com, football, basketball, baseball. And thank you for listening to Put Me In Sports. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach us by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Next batter in the lineup is going to step in for the Knights, number 32, Justin Brady. Left-handed batter's box. Step in, peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. It's Matthew Ford. Maybe a line drive, maybe a bouncer, I should say, on the infield. High hop. Fielded there at second base by Eric Homko. Throws on to Jake Jacoby, first out in the top of the sixth. Next batter to step in for the Knights. Going to be Bren Robbins. Take that back. Justin Brady going to jog off. So we'll double check here. Going to see ya. Pinch hitter step in. Let you know. We'll double check here. And should say, stepping in right there. Batting for Bren Robbins. Right-handed batter working against the righty, Matthew Ford. This comes in, strike called. One ball, one strike. Working from the stretch. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, base hit up the middle. Going to make it safe to first base. And that was 27, Ben Mazur. That seven number from this far away was throwing me off. So he gets a base hit up the middle, bounced into center field. He'll jog off now. And Bren Robbins will re-enter the lineup. He'll be the base runner for Ben Mazur. So timeout on the diamond. Pitching coach going to walk out. Going to have encouraging words right there for Matthew Ford. Matthew Ford went 5 1/3. Has some pretty good velocity. Has that breaking pitch. He's going to give way short relief right here. And stepping in, getting warm-up pitches. Going to be another righty. It's going to be number 16, Lance Hanna. Lance Hanna going to pitch
some warm-up pitches. I should mention a year ago, Hornets defeated the Knights. I believe it was a year ago. And I'm working pretty well a year ago on the diamond. That was at Central Catholic. I believe that to be true. So one out here in the top of the sixth inning. I'm going to work on the stretch pitching. We're working the stretch right now. Lance Hanna comes over from the shortstop position. He'll take the pitcher's mound. Getting warm-up tosses right now. This is catcher Colton Davis. Colton Davis, pretty stout catcher. Has some speed. Hey, what do you look like? He could carry a football. He may do that. I don't know. So they're working it around right now. I'm not quite sure about that. But they're working from stretch right now. One out, top of the sixth inning. Good backhand stop here on the warm-ups, Colton Davis. Top of the sixth, runner at first base for the Knights. Bren Robbins takes over the running duties after Ben Mazur hits one on the ground through the center, goes into center field. Stepping into bat can be Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter, step in. Ben Robbins held on right there at first base by Jace Jacoby. First pitch, going to be a floater. Line drive, soft line drive to second base. They'll get a double play. Taken off for second base is Bren Robbins. He was in no man's land. A soft line drive caught by Eric Homko. He tosses over to Jace Jacoby to end the top of the sixth. Rossville Hornets going to come to the plate at the end of 5.5. Knights 2, Hornets 0. Will mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and she is knowledgeable. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, in Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Let's throw one down to second base. Going to get by the glove of Owen Munn. Picked up by Deanhart. They'll throw it around the diamond. They'll put it back in the glove of Bren Robbins. Next batter to step in for Rossville. Stepping in, number 9, Matthew Ford, still in the ball game. Did a good job pitching. 5 1/3. Let's step in now. Right-handed batter. The step up on the rubber. Bren Robbins. Working from the windup. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. In the batter's box. Working right there is number 9, Matthew Ford. For the Rossville Hornets. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Bren Robbins. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter, Matthew Ford. Step back in the batter's box, back up on the rubber. Is Bren Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Try to check his swing, and strike called. He did check his swing. Breaking pitch, strike 2. One ball, 2 strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Bren Robbins is a 1-2. Low for ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A step back in. Matthew Ford.
Righty facing the righty, Bren Robbins. Swung on, ground ball. Fielded on the infield by Deanhart at shortstop. The throw across the diamond to T.J. Bell. Get the foot out. First out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 30, Jace Jacoby. Jace Jacoby, the right-handed batter. Playing first base for the Hornets. Looking from the windup, Bren Robbins. Swing. Strike called. I should say swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Steps back in. Jace Jacoby. Ground ball, foul. This will be a fair ball just inside the right third baseline. T.J. Bell, the throw from Schumer, brought him a little bit off the bag, tried to put the tag on him. First base umpire had perfect vision. Safe at first base. At first base, number 30. Right there working on the diamond, Jace Jacoby. Right-handed batter's box stepping in. Right there is Ozzie Meeks. Take a foul ball out of play, right side. No balls, one strike. Step back in. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He's back in the box now. That's number 4, Ozzie Meeks. Peering in, looking at signals, Bren Robbins. Out of the set. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. Fielded by Deanhart. He'll step on second. He'll throw to first base. Get the double play. So the Hornets leave no base runners in the bottom of the sixth. At the end of six complete, Knights 2, Hornets 0, going to the seventh inning. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports, located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome here. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. Throwing the ball around the diamond, getting some warm-up tosses right there. Number 16, that's number 16, Lance Hanna. Came over from the shortstop position. Last inning. A throw of frozen rope down to second base. Colton Davis, a strong arm, a jog out behind the pitcher's mound. Infield, all joined there, including Colton Davis. Going to have a little talk right there. A little longer maybe than normal. And I'm going to give the ball back to number 16, Lance Hanna. To step in during the top of the seventh inning, Jackson Kane, right-handed batter's box. Last time went, walked back to the dugout. Peering in, looking at singles, Lance Hanna. Breaking pitch, short hop the glove of Colton Davis. Steps back in, righty facing the righty. Here comes the whine for Hanna. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Lance Hanna, I believe both feet on the rubber. Here comes the wide. Just above the strike zone, just missed. Count goes 3-0.
Peering in, looking at signals. Lantana, here comes the wind. Ball four. Jackson Kane going to jog over to first base. Jackson Kane aboard, one runner here in the top of the seventh. He'll give way to a courtesy runner. That courtesy runner, Nathan Batts. Nathan Batts was number 23 for the Knights. Stepping back in the rubber, 16, Lance Hanna. Peers in, looks at signal. Stepping in, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick was going to bunt, pulled the bat back. Ends up a ball. Peering in again, looking at signals. Lance Hanna looks over at first base, out of stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move, first base, head first, safe at first is Nathan Batts. Taking a throw, Jace Jacoby, no tag. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. They look at first base, out of stretch. Now the set. Breaking pitch. Thinking about a bunt once again. Was Caden Minnick. Ball finished high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Back in the left-handed batter's box, pitches from the stretch, now the set. Here's Hanna. Pitch comes in, strike called. Squared the bunt, pulled the bat back, taken for a strike. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Looks at first base, out of stretch, now the set. Could put a bunt down. Go first baseline from the lefty. Let's throw it to first base, get the out. It was close. Going to work it as a sacrifice bunt from Caden Minnick. Moves Nathan Batts to second base. One out, top of the seventh inning. Two-run ball game, Knights 2, Hornets 0. Going to step in. Going to be Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter. Runner at second base for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals, working out a stretch. Check second base. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. Carter Johnson steps back in. Taps the plate. Left-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch, Grant Hanna. Pitch comes in, strike called. Right there below the kneecaps. Pretty good pitch to drive. No balls, two strikes to Carter Johnson. The step off the bat. That's Lance Hanna. He'll reset the step back in. Nathan Batts, a bit of a crooked lead there. Makes it look shorter to the pitcher's view. Peering in looking at signals. The step off the bat once again. Then Carter Johnson called time in the box. The step back in. Reset. Ball's live. Ball is in play. Here comes the 0-2. They're going to pick off move. Thought about a pirouette. Clockwise. Didn't make the throw. That's Lance Hanna. Peering in, looking at signals. Long look. He step off the back again. Timeout on the diamond. Colton Davis going to jog out. He's going to have a conversation with Lance Hanna. Not too long. He'll jog back behind home plate. Colton Davis. No balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the seventh inning. Two-run ball game, nice in front. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Second base, going to field it. Eric Homko throws on to Jace Jacoby for the putout. Two outs, top of the seventh. And Nathan Batts moves to third base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart plays the shortstop position. Two outs here in the bottom, top of the seventh. First pitch comes in inside low, ball one. Dienhart steps back in. Working from the windup, Lance Hanna. Just foul one, right side out of play. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs, top of the seventh inning. Here comes the wind. High for a ball. Ball gets by the catcher, bounces off the backstop. They're going to get him out at home plate. Colton Davis made a good carom off that backstop, the padding right there, bounced back out about halfway to the screen, threw a strike back to Lance Davis to get the put out on Nathan Bats. So third out right there on the top of the seventh inning. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh inning here. Hornets go to bat. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. You can visit Titus Bakery and Deli. They're right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation at Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment in Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So they're going to work the ball around the diamond right there, talking it over. And we'll also mention that you can visit Frankfort, Indiana. That's truck and car sales. You can visit them or you can find them on the web at ftcsales.com. You can call them at 765-654-7777. They offer bank finance or easy, low payment plan. Again, you can visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. You can visit them at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. Hornets going to step in. Right-handed batter, number 24, Dylan Lobenthal, going to be hit by pitch. Going to get the backside. They're jawed down to first base. Runner aboard in the bottom of the seventh inning. 24, Dylan Lobenthal at first base. We'll step back into rubber. Any warm-up tosses right there on the pitcher's mound is number 7, Ryan Schumer. Schumer working from the stretch. You look over at first base, out of the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in high for ball one. In the batter's box for Rossville, number 28, Colton Davis. Colton Davis plays the catcher position. Right-handed batter, peering over at first base, Ryan Schumer. Pitch comes in, line drive rope. The center field, right at Glenn Robbins. He'll make the catch. One out, bottom of the seventh. Runner aboard at first base is number 24, Dylan Lobenthal. Next batter in the lineup for the Hornets going to be number 3, Caden Wilson. Caden Wilson plays the left field position in today's ball game, working from the set position. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. No balls, one strike. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. You look for signals, none given. They step back in. Right-handed batter, Caden Wilson. Just comes in high for a ball. Working right there on the diamond, that's Ryan Schumer. He reached back. Pretty good velocity on that fastball. Finished high. One ball, one strike. Out of the set, Ryan Schumer. Trying to lay a bunt down. Didn't get it, but he's going to call it a foul ball. Got a piece of it there in the box. Caden Wilson. Lobenthal was on his way to second base. Gets by the catcher, Jackson Kane, off the foul tip, attempted bunt. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter's box. Caden Wilson, working from the stretch. Now, as said, swung on, he'll foul one right side out of play. Caden Wilson going to stay in the batter's box. That 1-2 count. A step back, right-handed batter's box. A step on the rubber. He'll step in the rubber right now. That's Ryan Schumer. One ball, two strikes. He'll check first base out of the stretch. Here's the 1-2. It'll be a breaking pitch. First base is occupied. Drop third strike. But running to second base in scoring position is Dylan Lobenthal. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 44, Devin Miller. Devin Miller is going to bat. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Runner at second base, Lobenthal. In the batter's box, Miller. On the pitcher's mound, Schumer. Pitch comes in, strike called. Fastball, count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Devin Miller, peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Ryan Schumer, out of set, he'll set second base. Pitch comes in, fouled out of play, right side. Got to get sweet spot on that sound. Count goes 0-2. Devin Miller going to step back in. Right-handed batter's box. Little hand clap there from Lobenthal. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of set position. Short off the glove, Jackson Kane made a good stop. Cleaned it, thought about a snap throw to second base. Lobenthal getting off the base right there. So stepping back in, Devin Miller. Right-handed batter's box, peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer, out of set, checks second base. Breaking pitch, drop third. They're going to run to first base, stepping to the inside. Jackson Kane, they'll get the foot out with T.J. Bell. Seven innings gone by, final score, Knights 2, Hornets 0. And we'll mention next games on the agenda for both these teams. The Knights are going to play Wednesday. They'll play on May the 4th, 5:30 start time. Central Catholic Knights will be at the Carmel Greyhounds. And we'll mention the Rossville Hornets next games on their agenda. They're going to have Hoosier Heartland Conference matchups. They'll have two, hope to have two on Tuesday and Wednesday, 5:30 and 5:40. They'll both start, slated to start at 5 p.m. First one will be Delphi at Rossville on Tuesday. And the second one, going to be Rossville at Delphi, and that's going to be on Wednesday. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home, sound check. She monitors the ball games, and we're thankful. And we're going to bow out of here. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and doing the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.